Right, hello people. This is my April Boom Challenge for day 18. This is my second attempt at this because I just literally spent the last 10 minutes talking away to my phone before realising that I hadn't actually started the boo.
I could have sworn you had.
Yeah, well, I thought I had as well.
Oh dear.
We are at Sam's mum's. We've come down for a birthday meal. And we fed all the birds at mine this morning and got all sort of sorted out and came down on the train. It was a very manic journey because there was loads of drunk men.
Yeah, it was horrible. All got off at Abergavenny.
They did. Yeah, they did. It was very odd. They must have been all off for a night out.
Mm, or a day out.
Yes. But nobody, you know, it was really hard to find a seat and nobody sort of helped us.
No.
So it was really quite embarrassing.
No one spoke up, did they, and said, you know, keep going, ladies, or there's no seats here, or
no.
There's seats further down, or...
No, they just ignored us, basically.
Yeah.
But in the end, we were okay, and we managed to get seats, and we wanted coffee, and then the trolley came round, and Kate, the guide dog, was kind of in the way a little bit, so Sam had to try and move her. And then the guy next to Sam wanted to get off the train.
Stupidly, the trolley came just as we were stopping at Hereford.
Yeah.
What a stupid time to come round.
No, it was really silly, actually. But all was resolved in the end. We got coffee and Coke and things like that. And got here and had a...
Kate nearly fell through the bloody...
platform. Oh, she did, yeah. God.
She was trying to get off and there were loads of people pushing, trying to get on.
Yeah.
And she couldn't jump clear and her back legs went down the bloody... gap.
Yeah.
Luckily, she managed to right herself, but...
Wasn't good.
That could have been a bit hairy.
Yeah, definitely. And she could have dragged you off as well.
She could have, yeah.
So we came back here and had a bacon sandwich. And met... I met Sam's cousin, Debbie, who's really nice. And so she came for a cup of tea. No, coffee, sorry. And then we just had a nice afternoon in the garden.
Oh, we have.
And...
lots of people and birds and stuff out there, lots of atmosphere. There's some on my boo, so.
Yes, because you're doing a boo as well. Yeah. Thanks to everyone who sent me messages. I will listen to them at some point. Possibly when I get back, actually. It probably won't be till then. Because I don't actually have an internet connection at the moment, so I might not be able to post this for a while, but we'll see. So we're off to a pub called The Little Crown.
Indeed.
And... So I'll tell you tomorrow about what that'll be like.
Mm-hmm.
We've already ordered our food, haven't we?
Yep, we have.
I'm having soup to start. And you're having mushrooms.
Garlic mushrooms.
And then we're both having, what is it? You keep remembering what it is, I forget.
The same main course. It's pork tenderloin. It was slices of pork in a paprika and garlic sauce with rice and hand-cut chips, which sounds lovely.
It does. Oh, yes.
And we'll choose our desserts when we get there.
Oh, yeah, so that'll be nice. And I'm going to meet the rest of Sam's family.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be an interesting onslaught.
I'm sure it will.
No, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to celebrate your 40th birthday again.
Again.
It's going to be great. So it's really nice here. It's very peaceful.
It is.
There's a lovely garden with a nice water feature outside and... birds out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could sit in there all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's nicer than my garden. You can hear more in this garden, actually.
I suppose you can, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a chainsaw, I believe.
Do you know?
A guy up behind is taking his tree down.
If I didn't know any different, I think that was a massive fly.
Ooh, that'd be horrible,
it would. Oh, God. Can you imagine how big it would be, that making that amount of noise?
God.
Yeah, that's enough to freak me out. I'm frightened of things like that, guys, so I'm going to give myself nightmares now. So, and one fly just flew in and I was all worried about it. I think it's gone now, actually.
I think it might have done, actually.
But we did say this about 5 times, and every time it came back.
It came back, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
No, it's still there. I'm sure I heard it.
Oh,
there.
Probably. I don't have much luck with flies. They must know that I don't like them because they follow me. They're horrible. I don't like anything that buzzes. I don't even like daddy long legs because they make horrible noises with their wings.
Oh, they do. I don't like those. They're horrible things.
They go.
It's not like a...
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
They're horrible.
Oh, they're
and
freaky.
Moths too.
Oh, I nearly swallowed a moth once.
Ooh.
I was drinking a cup of tea and I was outside. And I put my cup of tea on the floor because it was hot.
Yeah.
So I put it down and I got to right at the bottom of the mug and there was this moth right at the bottom.
Ooh.
And it must have drowned in the tea. And it was really, it freaked me out. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
So that wasn't good.
It
was not a good experience. So, yes, not good. That was when I was on tour, actually, doing a drama thing.
Oh, that was then,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, I was sat with my cup of tea. I just had my dinner. And I was sat there. And, yeah, it wasn't good. So that's my experience. And obviously I've been stung many times. Mm. Which doesn't help. Fortunately, I don't suffer from whatever it's called.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, that's it, fortunately. Otherwise I would have reason to be freaked. So I'm quite lucky, really, in that respect. Yes. If you can hear that noise, it does potentially sound like it could be, if you were in a jumpy mood, a massive fly. Yes.
Yeah.
And on that note, I will go for now, guys, and I'll get back to you tomorrow. And we will let you know how the evening went. And we will speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Time remaining. Publish.
That's better.